You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What is up, my fellow Membership Geeks? I am your host, Mike Morrison. Welcome to another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm so happy you're here. I'm so glad you're spending a little part of your day with me. If it's your first time listening, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you found the show. You are in the place to be for all the tips, advice, and insights you need to launch and grow a successful membership business. And if you've been with us for a while, you know I love and appreciate each and every one of you. If you're not already subscribed, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app. That ensures that you will not miss a single dose of membership wisdom. All right, today we are talking cancellations, and specifically, I'm answering the question, should you stop cancelled members from rejoining your membership? And the answer to that is no. End of episode. See you next week. No, of course. Actually, as I was saying that, I kind of noted that in. I'll just do this as a little joke. But then as it came out of my mouth, I thought, you know what? We could just end it there. Because for me, it's such a cut and dry thing. But it's something that I felt I need to address again. I've talked about this kind of years ago. I think I did an episode around kind of the do's and don'ts or how to handle member cancellations. It might be one of the first episodes that we ever did here on the podcast. And I just found it staggering that there were people out there with memberships who had policies that basically prevented someone from ever rejoining if they left the membership at any point. And it was crazy then, and it's even crazier now as the membership world has evolved, as memberships have become more commonplace, which compared to kind of back in 2015, 2016, they certainly have become more of a standard business model. And, you know, best practices are fairly well established now, but there are still people who are taking this real kind of antiquated hardline stance on handling cancelled members. And I think it comes from a place of insecurity, fear, and almost entitlement, like entitlement to someone's loyalty. And it's such a backwards mentality. It just beggars belief. And what this does is it does cultivate that kind of fear as a retention strategy. Like, if you leave, you will not be welcomed back, because cancelling the membership is the ultimate insult to me as a membership owner, and therefore how would I ever consider having you back? Which of course is just the wrong way around. It's prioritizing the needs and the irrationalities of the membership owner above a positive member experience. Now, when I've seen this implemented, it has often been a case of either if you leave the membership, you will not be permitted to rejoin, or if you leave, you won't be allowed to rejoin within a period of 12 months. Now, sometimes it goes with a closed-door membership where the enrollment windows are a little scarcer. And so, you know, somebody couldn't just leave today and then join again next month because the membership wouldn't be open next month. I've seen it in memberships where you need to apply to become a member. Now, I will say that if your membership is actually more of a group coaching program or a mastermind where you don't want member turnover because it will genuinely be detrimental to the other people in the group, then I understand that. I understand having rules around people being able to come and go, but those aren't online memberships. They're not what we're talking about in the membership world, not the type of membership we have, not the type of membership that 99.9% of our listeners have, or that people are referring to when they mention memberships. Those scenarios, it is a different kettle of fish because it's a coaching program and you need people who are committed, who are going to stick around, and where there's not going to be a disruption. But for the standard type of online membership, it's such a bizarre policy. And the only examples where I have seen this implemented are so clearly not done for the benefit of the members. It is done to discourage you from churning, to give you a fear-based reason, a punishment that deters you from ever having the nerve, the temerity to leave and to stop giving that membership owner money. And it is so backwards because it just overlooks and it ignores the fact that circumstances change. People's lives change. People's needs change. And cancellations are going to happen. Cancellations are inevitable. You cannot stop them. You cannot, you know, punish your way out of ever losing a member. It's insanity. Yes, of course, we encourage you to implement retention strategies that will defer cancellations or, you know, minimize people from cancelling for reasons that could easily be addressed or solved with improvements to your member experience. Of course, we do want people to stick around for as long as possible, but we don't want to keep people hostage. We don't want to put that gun to their head and say, well, you know, you've joined us now. This is your one shot. You don't want to leave. You're with us for life. Otherwise, you are banished. You cannot return to the cool kids table. Like, what an immature, what a silly approach to doing things. It also overlooks the fact that quite often people leave your membership for positive reasons. They leave because it's helped them to accomplish what they needed to accomplish right now. And, you know, if someone has reached their ultimate goal, if someone has completely exercised the purpose of your membership, then, yeah, they're going to leave and they're probably not going to be too bothered about needing to come back because, you know, your membership has gotten to where they needed to get to and now they need to find something for the next stage in their journey. But it's not binary. Solving people's problems, helping people get to where they want to get to is not all or nothing. Take the example with Membership Academy. We literally help people from having that acorn of an idea who don't have a membership yet. We help them through that process of planning it, of building it, launching it, getting through that initial kind of 6-month period while you're still finding your feet, getting to that kind of 2 to 3 year period where maybe, you know, things are starting to plateau, the audience that you had before maybe starting to mature a bit and you're struggling with audience growth. So those early stage challenges, all the way through to growing, scaling, selling, closing down your membership 10, 15 years in the future. Like, that's a massive, massive journey. And it is in stages. So people will come in and that first stage is getting their membership launched. And sometimes people launch their membership and then decide, okay, fantastic. The academy has helped me achieve what I want to do for this phase. So I'm going to cancel. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go away. I'm going to focus on doing the work for the next 6 months or so. And then I'll come back with a renewed set of priorities, a renewed objective. And I'll work with what Membership Academy provides to get me to the next stage. And then maybe there'll be a break there. And then they focus on doing the work or focus on other things. And then they come back for the next phase. People leave for positive reasons. So, you know, if someone leaving because your membership has helped them to achieve what they joined to achieve, that doesn't mean they will never have any further use for your community, for your resources, for your teaching. So why would you cut off someone's ability to go the rest of the way with you just as punishment for the fact that they achieved stage one, right? They got through that first phase with your help. That is nuts. That is crazy. It really, really is. Sometimes people leave, or often people leave for temporary reasons as well. They leave because time is short right now. Something has happened. They need to refocus their priorities. And they simply cannot make the time to get use out of the academy, or out of the academy, out of your membership, just calling all memberships the academy. But people will leave because in the short term, their schedules, their priorities, their available time is not what it used to be. Same goes for money. Often for money, money's a little tight. Unexpected bills, going through a difficult period financially right now. And so they start cutting costs. Again, those cuts don't have to be permanent. But just to get through the short term, they might need to do things like cancel memberships that they're part of. But they'll come back. A lot of those will come back. 25 to 30% of people who leave Membership Academy ultimately return within 12 months. And that's not the exception. That's not unusual. You see that regular return of lapsed members right across the whole industry. And this coming and going, and don't get me wrong, it can be frustrating. You don't want people who are joining for a month, then leaving for six, then join for another, then leave for six. You'll get some people like that, but actually, more commonly, you'll get people who join, they'll be a member for six, seven, 8 months, and then they might leave, and they might be away for a year, but then they come back, and they stick around, and they're a member for 2 years. And then they go away, and they're away for 6 months, and then they come back for another five or six. Like, the longer your membership runs over, the more you'll see that sort of pattern emerging. And that's not a bad thing. I'd much rather someone take a break from the membership when they need to than feel like they cannot escape us without having to burn that bridge. Because it's not them burning the bridge, it's you. So this idea of punitive retention strategies is just nuts to me, because it totally ignores or misunderstands what a cancellation is, why cancellations happen. It totally misses the mark on what the member life cycle is. It considers cancellation as the end of the member journey, when quite often it's just a little pit stop. If you handle things right, if you treat your members right, a lot of members who leave will come back to you, and they'll keep coming back to you. But even if they don't, why would you want to burn their bridge? Why would you want to make their final experience with you a negative one? If you part on positive terms with somebody, then sure, they might never come back to you. It might simply be that they, you know, decided that they aren't going to go down a path that needs your membership anymore. So again, using Membership Academy as an example, some people join and then they decide that they're not going to start a membership. Why would they stay in Membership Academy if they're not going to start a membership? Of course they're going to leave. But if we burned our bridges with them, if we threw our toys out the pram and said, okay, well, you've had the nerve to leave, you wasted our time, which they haven't, because, you know, somebody leaving doesn't actually take anything away from us. It doesn't cost us anything. It doesn't lose us time. But if we were to say, you're dead to us, never come back, what are the chances that when they encounter someone who wants to start a membership, what are the chances they're going to recommend us? Very slim. Doesn't matter how great the membership is, how fantastically transformative your resources and your training materials are, none of that matters if that final experience with you was a bitter one, if it parted on bad terms. And there's no way that you can think that you would end on good terms with someone if you're basically locking the door when they've left, right? And chances are, not only will they not recommend you, they'll do the opposite. They'll speak badly of you. They'll warn people about you, about what to expect. And so not only are you shutting the door on potential returning members who might come back time and time again over the lifetime of their membership, you're also cutting your nose off to spite your face and losing social proof, losing positive equity with those members, blowing up anything good about the experience they had while they were an active member, and losing out on referrals, recommendations, testimonials, and potentially growing a bad reputation. And it's hard to market your way out of a bad reputation. I think some people doing this don't necessarily do it with bad intentions. You can convince yourself of the validity of anything if you want to. Sometimes they're just getting bad advice. Like, no membership educator worth their salt in this industry is telling people to punish members who leave. They're just not. Our peers, our contemporaries, other people who are teaching memberships generally do not recommend this and probably have as much disdain for this tactic as I do. But some people do it because they're naive. Some people do it because they haven't quite adjusted to the mindset that goes into having a successful membership. they're scared, they're worried. There's always that fear. It's kind of the same as being worried that, oh, if I put all my great stuff in the membership and I let people have it all at once, then they're just going to join and take everything and leave. That's a fear-based mindset. That's a scarcity-based mindset. And I think that's the same place that this kind of thing comes from. And some of that is fueled by how much people like me and other people in the industry talking memberships, how much we emphasize the importance of member retention. And memberships are a retention business model. Make no mistake about it. Churn is basically the thing you have to combat, the thing you want to try and reduce. But your retention strategy needs to be more sophisticated than either hiding the cancellation button or threatening to punish people who want to leave. It needs to be more sophisticated than that. It needs to be more member-centric, more positive than that. And it needs to recognize that the member life cycle is potentially a continuously flowing one. That someone leaving is not the end of the journey. Sometimes it can be the start of it. We've had people join who joined and left after their first month because coming into the academy, getting the early clarity that they needed in their journey, made them realize that they were perhaps 6 months too premature on what they were looking to do. And they've left, and they've maybe not come back for a year or two, but then they've come back and they've been with us ever since. It's not as cut and dry as the type of people who have this punitive cancellation policy will think that it is. And while there is all the big emphasis on churn and on retention, ultimately, the main metric that matters, the main measurement, the main key performance indicator that is even more important than churn is member lifetime value. Churn rate and retention rate is just a factor in that. If someone joins you and they join you only once and they stay for 10 months and your membership is $50 a month, their lifetime value is $500. If your member comes, stays for 5 months, then leaves, a year later comes, stays for another 5 months and leaves, and does that four or five times, then yes, the churn rate is affected, but the lifetime value of that member goes up into the thousands. And that's what matters. But the reason people don't see that, the reason they don't have that bigger picture appreciation of the fact that, yes, churn's important, yes, memberships are a retention business, but ultimately, retention is just a factor in getting your average member lifetime value. The reason they don't see that is because it takes a lot of time to realize that. When you're at the 10-year mark with your membership, you have a much greater appreciation from this than you do when you're 6 months in and you're panicking because your first members are starting to leave. So I would encourage anyone who either has this kind of policy, who's seen others using it, who've heard people teaching it or recommending you do it, that maybe had a business coach with no real experience of memberships, who is naive to this world, who doesn't understand it, and is recommending that they follow this sort of strategy. Hopefully, this episode is helping to give you a different perspective and encouraging you to think of that bigger picture in terms of the member life cycle, in terms of what cancellations actually mean and how they're not absolute, they're not definitive, it's not the end of the story, of just how common it is for past members, lapsed members, to return several times, and how it's all about member lifetime value. It's not just about how many members have left today, what is your churn rate? So that's it from me. It's a little bit of a gentle soapbox episode. It's kind of crazy that this is something that I even still need to bring up. But to this day, I do still see memberships taking this approach. And it's not all badly intentioned. Sometimes it is badly intentioned. Sometimes you see it and you're just like, you're just a greedy, a greedy, bad faith business person. Sometimes you see that. But quite often it is just naivety. It's just fear. It's just a scarcity mindset. It's a short-term mindset, a one that's driven by inexperience, naivety, and maybe a bit of bad advice. So hopefully I've been able to counterbalance that and give you some food for thought. And even if you aren't taken this approach, or you've never considered it, then I do hope you've been able to take something away from this episode in terms of reframing cancellations, in terms of thinking deeper about the reasons people might leave, and shaping your retention strategy, and indeed your entire mindset and approach around that when it comes to cancellations. That is it from me. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with me. If this has been useful, if you've enjoyed the show, then I'm always appreciative of any reviews that we receive. If you've got a minute or two of your time to leave a nice little comment and hopefully 5 shiny little stars within your podcast app of choice, I'm always appreciative. I read each and every review. And if you hit me up on social media at Membership Geeks to let me know you left me a review, then I can thank you personally for being so awesome and for giving feedback on the show. All right, I am out of here. Thanks as ever for spending time with me. I'll be back again very soon with another episode of the Membership Geeks podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.